At the first camp meeting in Australia in January 1894, workers met with General Conference President Elder O.A. Olson to organize the first union conference, the Australasian Union. W.C. White was elected president, A.G. Daniels vice president, and L.J. Rousseau secretary. A major consideration of the new conference was the training school.
The Kilda Road School has served us well, but it's time we established a permanent facility. The General Conference voted $2,000 last February to help us in this endeavor. It's time to take action.
I quite agree, Elder White. Just what sort of facility are you thinking of?
I'm convinced my mother had the right idea, Elder Daniels. We should build a school in the country and develop an Adventist settlement there. That way, some of those who are suffering in these hard times could make a living farming. Don't you agree, Elder Daniels?
Actually, Elder White, I don't. Not fully. If we were to locate in the country, we'd draw young people from the churches and weaken the local work. What do you think, Brother Rousseau?
I agree with you, Elder Daniels. Besides, I believe you're suggesting a day school, Elder White. And experience in America has shown that we can maintain better discipline in a boarding school, where the students are totally under the control of the faculty.
But the students wouldn't be on their own. They'd be living with their families.
I'm sorry. That just doesn't seem like the answer to me. However, I do agree that the school should embrace not only Australia and New Zealand, but the Asian countries and the Pacific Islands.
So do I, Elder Daniels. Now let's look around Victoria and New South Wales.
I favor New South Wales. The warmer climate would be more equitable to students from Asia and the Pacific Islands.
Fine, fine. Let's appoint a committee to select a site.
In mid-March, Stephen McCullough and A. Reakey, members of the Site Selection Committee, visited a certain Brettville estate on Dora Creek, near Morisset and Currambong, in New South Wales. They returned with a mixed report.
It's a fair distance from Sydney, and the travel's expensive.
Well, that's a serious drawback, isn't it, Elder White?
Well, I don't want to be hasty in judging, Elder Daniels. What else did you learn, Brother McCullough?
Well, since it's in the outback...
Pastor McCullough, perhaps I could speak to spare your throat.
Oh, thank you, Brother Reakey.
Since it's in the outback, there aren't many people, so there'd not be much opportunity for missionary outreach. The roads about aren't in good shape, and the land itself is poor.
Poor?
Yes, and it's low-lying besides, subject to flooding like. Not only that, but there's a community nearby of people descended from convicts sent out from England, and the sheriff says nothing's too hot or heavy for them to carry away.
I think we can forget this parcel.
Did you find anything good about it, Brother Reakey?
Fair dinkum we did, Pastor White. The whole 1,500 acres can be had for £900.
£900? $4,500, that's a moderate price for certain. Right, Elder Daniels?
Moderate indeed. And important with our finances in such straitened circumstances.
Timber on the land could be cut to provide an income, and it would be easy for the workers to rent temporary accommodations in the area. Labor's cheap for clearing the land, and building costs are low. In case of extremity, the fish from the lake could be used to supplement the food supply.
I think this is the best-sounding tract of land yet.
I don't know. But I suppose we ought to look.
Yes. Here we are, planning to buy a large tract of land. We can scarcely get enough money to go and see it.
In April, the workers took an option on the land for $125 until A.G. Daniels, president of the Australian Conference, Willie, and others could inspect the property in mid-May. On May 23rd, Ellen White, in spite of illness, joined the group at the site. They took boats along Dora Creek, which was really a river, and in the afternoon, Ellen and Emily Campbell rested beside a fire built in the knot of a fallen blue gum, or eucalyptus tree, while the others explored the land.
Just look at all these immense trees around here, Emily. I can't for a moment believe that land which can produce such large trees can be of poor quality. I'm sure that if pains were taken with this land, as is customary in Michigan, it would be in every way productive.
Elder Daniels and some of the others are very uncertain. I wonder what they'll have to say after digging around the area all afternoon.
Welcome back, diggers. Although perhaps I shouldn't use that term. Around here, it means gold prospectors.
You look comfortable, Mother. We'll be glad to join you at the fire.
Here, Brother McKellar. I'll take your shovel.
Thanks, Brother Colin.
I admit I had some doubts about this property, Sister White. But we found some excellent land today. The best we've ever seen. Right, Brother Smith?
Good-o, Brother Collins. And we found another creek with cold, sweet water.
What was your impression, Brother Daniels?
Well, it did look better than I expected, but I'm still not convinced. I think we should spend another day investigating.
Very well, Elder Daniels. Let's load up the boats and get back to the fisherman's hut where the Lawrences are waiting for us. We can sleep on it and discuss it further in the morning. I don't understand your hesitation, Elder Daniels. The committee voted just last night to buy this acreage.
I can't help it, Elder White. I just don't think we should rush into a financial commitment on this land. Why don't we pray for God's special guidance before we leave the hut this morning?
And we plead with thee for some token, some special evidence that will make us all certain if we are moving in thy providence. Lord, we ask thee to bless, heal, and strengthen Brother McCullough to ease the affliction of his lungs and throat.
Praise the Lord. I can breathe freely. I can speak without pain. God has healed me.
Brethren, God is here with us. Why did he come so near and grant us this signal blessing? I accept it as evidence that we are in the right place.
There were several visits to the property. On one, Ellen found a plowed furrow she had seen in a dream. Those investigating the land shook their heads over the soil, just as they had in the dream. But an angel told her that false witness had been born of the land. Still, some hesitated, especially Daniels and Rousseau. A government fruit expert who had been hired to examine the land gave an unfavorable report that increased their doubts.
Here's my report on that Dora Creek land, Mr. Russo.
Thank you, Mr. Benson. What was your overall impression of the property?
Do you know what a bandicoot is?
Why, yes, it's a marsupial. About the size of a rabbit, I believe.
Well, if a bandicoot was to cross that land, he'd have to carry his lunch with him.
The decision to buy the property had been made in May. Then, in August, word was received that the Foreign Mission Board in Battle Creek advised against securing the land. Willie White stopped the work in progress at Kooranbong and sent the surveyor back to Sydney. The Union Committee met in Sydney in emergency session. Then Willie, Daniels, Riki, and Rousseau sent for Ellen White to advise her of the action they had taken.
Mother, I'm sorry we had to call you back from your restful stay in Kooranbong, but we have grave news.
It must be grave indeed, from the looks on your faces.
The thing is, Sister White, the site committee has voted to delay further proceedings at Kooranbong.
The land just doesn't seem suitable for our work. We can't see our way clear to act against the advice we've received from Battle Creek.
Brother Rousseau is right. You've read Mr. Benson's report. This is the opinion of a government expert.
Is there no God in Israel to inquire of, that we have gone to the God of Ekron for counsel? Don't you remember when Elder McCullough was healed in the fisherman's hut?
Of course,
from but that day, I felt no anxiety about this property. Oh, you may go on looking for a better place, and when you find one that satisfies you, I'll go with you to see it. But my spirit is at rest now.
You're that certain, Mother?
Just 2 days ago, I wrote in my diary that if the board wouldn't buy it, I'd secure the land myself and settle it with poor families. I plan to have missionary families come out from America and do the best kind of missionary work, educating the people as to how to till the soil and make it productive.
You've convinced me, Mother. I won't doubt again.
We will report this interview to the committee, Sister White. I don't think we'll be looking any further.
The Foreign Mission Board eventually withdrew its objection to establishing the school on the Brettville estate at Kooranbong. Meeting in connection with the Ashfield Camp Meeting in November 1894, the Australasian Union Conference took the following action.
And whereas we believe that the Brettville estate can be made a suitable place for our proposed school, resolve that we proceed to the establishment of the Australasian Bible School on the said Brettville estate. All in favor?
Aye!
At last, the actual work of establishing the training school could begin. Ellen White would remain in the forefront of the effort.